कुंज बिहारी
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी
गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी
जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी
गोपीजन
यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। श्री श्री नित्यानंद राम की जय। श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Meelitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantukam वंदेहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। आई एम वेरी हैप्पी टू बी विथ ऑल ऑफ यू अगेन इन इस्कॉन लिथुएनिया। Yes, so you're translating, right? Yes, okay. So, I was requested to speak today on the glories of Lord Nityananda. I do hope you had a very nice celebration of Nityananda Trayodashi some days ago, or I don't know whether you are celebrating it today, being Sunday. Which one is it? Okay, so you celebrated it on the day of Nityananda Trayodashi, and you're also celebrating today, so that's wonderful. Nityananda, yeah, please translate. Okay, you already translated, that's fine. So Nityananda Ram is none other than Balaram himself. Vrajendra Nandana Jai Shachi Suta Hoilo Shai Balarama Hoilo Nitai. So from this Bengali stanza we can understand that just as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Krishna himself, Nityananda Prabhu is also none other than Lord Balaram. And just as Balaram is the older brother in Vrajalila, so also Nityananda Prabhu comes as the elder of the two, the duo of Gaur and Nityananda. And he is older by approximately 12 to 13 years. Now you will all remember that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born in the year 1486. And Nityananda Prabhu appeared about 1473. But they met only when Nityananda Prabhu was about 32 or 33 and Mahaprabhu was 20. So for all these years Nityananda Prabhu kept his mission a secret. He did not reveal his true identity to anybody. Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not reveal his identity except to very, very few people all through his pastimes, especially till he manifested his devotional pastimes. Mahaprabhu must have been about 16 or a little older than that when he began his Sankirtan pastimes in Mayapur. And everybody in Navadvip was wonderstruck to see this magical transformation in Nimai Pandit. Because till then, Nimai Pandit had appeared only as a dry scholar of logic and grammar. And when he actually manifested his devotional pastimes, some of the intimate devotees realized who he was. So after some time of performing the Sankirtan pastimes when Mahaprabhu was about 20, that is when Nityananda Prabhu understood the time had come for him to join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in these extraordinary pastimes for the deliverance of the people of Kali Yuga. So he appeared, actually he was born in a village called Ekachakra. And that is still today there, and we have a temple there as well. Many of you who have gone to Mayapur may have visited Ekachakra. His father's name was Hadai Pandit and his mother's name was Padmavati. He performed many extraordinary pastimes there in his childhood, that so much so that everybody was struck with wonder. When he was about 12 years old, a holy person, a saintly person, came there and requested Hadai Pandit to hand over his son to him so that he could assist him in his travels. With a heavy heart, Hadai Pandit agreed, because he could not bear to be separated from his son Nityananda. This was about the time Mahaprabhu was born, roughly, just around that time. And for the next 20 years, Nityananda Prabhu traveled to all the holy places in the association of that great saintly person. And we hear in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, for example, references to Nityananda Prabhu's travels here and there. So he traveled the length and breadth of India to all the holy places. Now, it's interesting that Lord Balaram is very particular about etiquette and everything that's right and that's proper in Vrajalila. He would sometimes admonish his younger brother Krishna in love. When Balaram appeared as Lord Nityananda, he took on the appearance and the activities of an avadhuta. An avadhuta is one who, first of all, is transcendentally situated, and because of that, acts in such a way that seems to contradict the rules and regulations that are laid down for ordinary people. So Nityananda Prabhu used to act in such strange ways, sometimes they were even shocking, that many people could not understand him. The intimate circle of Mahaprabhu's devotees, of course, understood the glories of Nityananda Ram, but that may not necessarily be so for many others. Sometimes, even those who were devout followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not understand the glories of Lord Nityananda. And in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is one pastime that appears which I would like to narrate in brief. So, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur narrates that one time when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, he was approached by a certain Brahmana who had been Nimai Pandit's classmate many, many years ago in their childhood. So this Brahmana was very devoted to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was an excellent devotee, and every day he would visit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. With every passing day, the devotion of this Brahmana for Mahaprabhu increased more and more. So one day, he came into the personal association of Mahaprabhu and requested to ask some confidential questions. And he said in great humility, "My dear Lord, then if you consider me to be one of your servants, then may I ask you to clarify a doubt that I have in my mind." The Avadhuta Lord Nityananda is presently in Navadvip, and I want to say that I just don't understand his behavior. People say that he is in the renounced order, but I see him acting in ways that are quite contrary to that. For example, I see him chewing betel nut and camphor all the time, and a sannyasi is not supposed to do that. A sannyasi is not supposed to even touch gold, silver and jewels, but I see that Lord Nityananda decorates himself with all of these things. A sannyasi is supposed to dress himself in very simple clothing, but Lord Nityananda wears all sorts of gorgeous fine silk clothing. And then he smears sandalwood pulp on his body and wears flower garlands to decorate himself. And instead of carrying a sannyas danda, he carries an iron rod. A sannyasi is also supposed to keep company with people who are very devout, But here I see Lord Nityananda associating with all kinds of people with bad behavior. It seems to me that he is not following the rules of the Shastra. So why is it that so many people proclaim him to be such a great personality? Can you please clarify this doubt for me? And very submissively the Brahmana said, "My dear Lord, please keep in mind that I am your menial servant and kindly clarify this doubt of mine." You see, Mahaprabhu was pleased to hear this query because he got an opportunity to glorify Lord Nityananda. But we must remember that the questions have to be asked, doubts must be expressed in a devotional spirit of humility. Even though the Brahmana had serious doubts about Lord Nityananda, but because he had great faith in Lord Chaitanya, he came and expressed his doubts in such a sincere and submissive way that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was happy to answer. However, if somebody asks or doubts the glories of the Lord or his great devotees because of an envious mentality and tries to blaspheme them unnecessarily without understanding the process of devotional service, then that is considered very offensive. So Lord Chaitanya then spoke magnanimously, smiled and spoke to this Brahmana. He said, "My dear Brahmana, please listen. One who is spiritually very, very elevated is free from all faults. He said that in the Srimad Bhagavatam it has been mentioned that those devotees who have no material desires at all and who are situated on the spiritual platform, seeing everyone with equal vision, do not have to suffer the results of their actions in this world. So Lord Nityananda is completely pure, and the reactions of his there is no question of any material reactions to his actions. He is like a lotus leaf that remains untouched even though it remains in the water. But if anyone tries to imitate Lord Nityananda, he will be destroyed. So, Lord Chaitanya gave the example of Lord Shiva. And he said that Lord Shiva is such a great personality and he can drink an ocean of poison. But if anyone else were to try to imitate Lord Shiva and even take a small amount of poison, he would surely die. In the Bhagavatam, O Brahmana, it is mentioned that a fire is all-consuming and it burns up even contaminated substances that may be placed in it. But the fire itself remains very pure and uncontaminated. So similarly, very, very powerful persons like Lord Nityananda should not be criticized for transgressing ordinary religious principles. So if anyone criticizes Lord Nityananda's activities, he will surely have to suffer severe reactions in this life and in future lives. It is very important to remember here that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasized that we should not try to imitate Lord Nityananda. Inasmuch as we can't imitate Lord Shiva or other such exalted personalities. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained about a pastime that is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam about persons who ridiculed a great personality. So, we all know the pastime of how when Krishna and Balaram studied at Avanti and concluded their studies, they went to their Guru Sandipani Muni to ask them for what dakshina or fees they could give him. And after consulting his wife, Sandipani Muni requested Krishna and Balaram to bring back their dead son. So, when Mother Devaki heard about this, she also approached Krishna and requested him to bring back her six sons who had been killed by her brother, the evil King Kamsa. So as soon as Krishna and Balaram heard that, they immediately went to the abode of Bali Maharaj. So Bali Maharaj received the two great personalities with great respect and worshipped them and offered nice prayers and gifts to them. And he folded his hands and he asked Krishna and Balaram for what he could do to serve them and please them. And Krishna said, O King, we have come here with a particular reason. He said, my mother's six sons were killed by the evil King Kamsa, who later on, of course, suffered a grievous reaction to that great sin. So these sons, I believe, are with you, and I have come to take them back to please my mother. And then Lord Krishna began to narrate in brief that pastime. And he said these six boys were actually the sons of Brahma's son Marichi. And one time when Brahma went after his own daughter, these six young boys or men, they ridiculed him and laughed at him. And because Brahma is such a great and elevated personality, we cannot consider his actions to be like that of an ordinary person. And because of that great offense, they were born in the family of Hiranyakashipu. And in a battle between the demons and the demigods, they were killed by Indra. And then Yogamaya arranged for them to be born as Devaki's sons. So these boys were, of course, and Mother Devaki also, were unaware of this history. Mother Devaki simply considered these boys to be her own sons. So I want them to return to their mother and get the chance to drink her milk. We must remember from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that as soon as these six children were born, they were immediately killed. So Mother Devaki never got a chance to feed her six sons. So, I want to take these six there, and they will get purified by drinking Mother Yashoda's milk, and they will become delivered from their sinful reactions. Oh, Bali Maharaj, Krishna said, the consequences of offending a great personality, a great devotee, are very, very grave and serious. The Lord continued and said, my dear Bali, I am saying this so that you should always be very careful to never offend a great devotee. If a person is my devotee and chants my name, but also at the same time offends my devotees, he will find great obstacles in his devotional path. To those who love and respect my devotees, I make myself easily available to them. So Bali Maharaj heard this with great joy, and he immediately presented those erstwhile six sons of Devaki to Krishna. So these boys were then taken by Krishna and Balaram to Mother Devaki, who then fed her milk to all six of them. And of course, they were all delivered because Mother Devaki's milk was Mahaprasadam. Yeah, so then Chaitanya, then Krishna continued. After these six boys had been delivered, they fell at Krishna's lotus feet and begged for forgiveness. So he said, my dear six sons of Devaki, now you may go back to your heavenly abode and remember that you should never offend a great personality. Brahma is an expansion of the Supreme Lord, and even if he is seen to be performing an activity which seems to be wrong, he should never be criticized. So hence you must now all go and beg forgiveness from Lord Brahma. Only then the results of your offenses will be excused. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued speaking with the Brahmana. And he said, so my dear Brahmana, henceforth please give up all your suspicions and doubts about the glories of Lord Nityananda. It is very hard to understand Lord Nityananda, and his behavior is beyond the jurisdiction of piety and sin of this world. Without understanding his true glories, if somebody criticizes Lord Nityananda, then such a person will lose all his devotion to the Supreme Lord. So you must immediately go back to Navadvip and tell everyone about the glories of Lord Nityananda so that they should not doubt his glories. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made another statement. He said, even if Lord Nityananda were to marry a Muslim girl or to enter into a liquor bar, he will still remain most worshipable for us. Of course, at that time the society was more orthodox. So Mahaprabhu just said that to indicate that whatever Lord Nityananda does that may or may not conform to contemporary social norms, you should never criticize Lord Nityananda. So Lord Chaitanya's words influenced the heart of the Brahmana very, very greatly, and he developed unflinching faith in Lord Nityananda. And he went to Navadvip and fell at Lord Nityananda's feet and begged forgiveness for having offended him by suspecting him. So Nityananda Prabhu was very merciful, and he forgave those offenses and showered his mercy upon this Brahmana. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself removed the doubts that this Brahmana had about the glories of Nityananda. We see also in the life of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that a certain incident happened. When there was a celebration going on in the house, and a great devotee of Lord Nityananda called Meenaketan Ramadas came there. And the devotee who was worshipping the deities did not offer the due respect. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's brother did not have strong faith in Nityananda, although he had faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there was an argument later between Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and his brother. And Kaviraj Goswami told his brother, "You have faith in Lord Chaitanya, but no faith in Lord Nityananda. How is that possible?" This is the Artha Kukkuti Nyaya, or the logic of the half hen. So, which means that, you know, that little story of the farmer who had a hen that gave a golden egg, and he wanted to save expenditure, so he thought that he would just cut off the neck so that he wouldn't have to feed that hen, and he would keep getting the golden egg. But naturally the golden egg stopped. So the idea is that if the farmer wanted the golden egg laid by the hen, he also had to be prepared to feed him every day, by feed her every day. If the farmer wants only the golden egg but doesn't want the mouth, because the mouth is the one that eats the food, then how is that possible? So, in the same way, when we want just half of something and not the full thing, it's called the logic of the half hen. So Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was trying to tell his brother that it is quite illogical to have no faith in Lord Nityananda when you have faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Having faith only in Lord Chaitanya and not in Lord Nityananda is like the logic of the half hen. Better to be an atheist than to be someone like this who doesn't accept Lord Nityananda and accepts Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way we see that Lord Nityananda has a bond with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that is so strong that it cannot be separated. Just like Krishna has such a strong bond with Balaram that they are always together. So even though Lord Nityananda may act sometimes in ways that seem very strange, we should know that he is our most worshipable personality. What he can do is incomparable, unparalleled. And sometimes he can do things to or say things to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that no one else can. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling to Jagannath Puri, Nityananda Prabhu was also accompanying him. At one point, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not present there, Nityananda Prabhu broke the sannyas danda, the stick of Mahaprabhu, into three parts. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he saw that his sannyas danda was broken into three, he was shocked and he asked Nityananda Prabhu, "What happened?" He said, "Oh, I slipped and fell, and when I was about to fall to protect myself, I leaned on the sannyas danda and it broke. What to do?" Of course, that was not the case. Lord Nityananda had deliberately broken Lord Chaitanya's danda. Why? This is a mystery. And our acharyas have explained it as follows. You see, all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were heartbroken when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. They could not tolerate the fact that now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be without his beautiful long hair. And that he would have to live a life of great austerity as a sannyasi. They knew that he was a Supreme Personality of Godhead and there was no need for him to do such a thing. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas in order to further his preaching. But the devotees did not like it at all. So the shaving of the head and the acceptance of the sannyas danda were causes of great distress to the devotees. So they did not want these symbols to be there. And when a person reaches the topmost stage of sannyas, he gives up the staff, that stick. and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he's always transcendentally situated. So what is the need for his bearing a stick? And finally, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu apparently took initiation from Kesha Bharati as a Mayavadi. Of course he didn't, there's a secret there. Mahaprabhu made Keshav Bharati a Vaishnava and then he took Vaishnava Sannyas Diksha from him. That is the secret. But it appeared to, for external purposes, that he had taken what is called Ekadanda Diksha, which means the Mayavadis have a single stick which they get at the time of taking sannyas. That one stick indicates the oneness with Krishna, with Brahman. So the Vaishnavas don't accept that principle of oneness only. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's principle is simultaneous oneness and difference. So Vaishnava sannyasis, they carry three sticks, tied in one, so it's called Tridandi. So a Vaishnava sannyasi is called a Tridandi sannyasi. So Nityananda Prabhu broke the Ekadanda and made it into three parts. In any case, so this was the kind of liberty that only Nityananda Prabhu could take with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nobody else could do such a thing. So the place where this happened is still there. It's called Dandabhanga. Danda means the stick and Bhanga means break. So the place where the stick of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was broken. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu is although very externally erratic, but he's very, very merciful. And to get to understand Krishna and Radharani, we need the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we need the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is the original Guru principle, the Guru Tattva. So Nityananda Prabhu is represented by the Guru Parampara. We will get the mercy of Lord Nityananda through the Guru Parampara by serving the great Acharyas and our spiritual masters. So we should beg at the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda that he may give us spiritual strength to obey the instructions of our acharyas and our gurus, so that we can receive his mercy like that. And Lord Nityananda, being very merciful, being the originator of spiritual strength, he will definitely mercifully grant us that. Okay, so Sri Nityananda Ram ki jai. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. I had wanted to sing a song, but I got carried away discussing these pastimes, so maybe next year. Okay, thank you very much.